Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
That you have decided to tune in, and now we're ready to kick off your celebrity entertainment news, baby. But before we get started, we gotta say what's up to our West Coast peeps, Heidi and Frank. What up? Our boy Headcrack is out today, but no worries. Our baby, bad baby, bad baby, bad. We got our baby, bad baby, bad baby. We got Portia Williams back in the building. That's right. And our homie lifestyle specialist, Kenny Burns, is in the building. Yeah. Okay, later we talked about the epic BET Awards yesterday, but we did get a chance for you to see some of the blue carpet fun that Chewy had. So we got that for you today, and the bachelorette went bungee jumping for her latest date. Oh, my God. Mm. But she did it naked, y'all.
All right now. Bucking naked.
Bucking naked bungee jumping. Mm. But first, Heidi, what you got, girl?
Well, it looks like Willow Smith is all for thruppling.
If you what? Never... Yeah, what well, is that?
Gang.
I'm going to explain. Yeah, it's a nicer way to say gangbang.
No, I don't like Red Table Talk too much.
I'll explain. Yeah. On the latest episode of Red Table Talk, she gave her thoughts on polyamorous relationships and basically addressed her own sexuality. And from the sound of things, Willow is up for a three-way. Oh. And she's actually said she'd be up for being in a thruple, which is being in a relationship with three people. When asked what genders she would want to be in her thruple, here's what she said. Take a look.
Oh. I love men and women equally.
Yeah.
And so I would definitely want one man, one woman. I feel like I could be polyfidelitous with those two people.
Yeah.
I'm not the kind of person that is constantly looking for new sexual experiences. I focus a lot on, like, the emotional connection.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I feel like if I were to find two people of the different genders that I really connected with and we had a romantic and sexual connection, I don't feel like I would feel the need to try to go find more.
So I'm watching him like, oh, she's showing out because a mom and a grandma ain't there. And then the camera turns to the grandma to the mom.
But, Pete, they've clearly had this conversation within the family.
Right.
She was way comfortable.
But that's the new black family. Y'all act like y'all didn't know that, huh?
Listen, I've been in a relationship
with me in California.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been in a relationship with a woman for 20 years. I don't talk to my mom much about it. I mean, I'm like, there she is. That's all. Anyway, how's everything? How's the weather?
Yeah.
I don't sit and like chat about like, when we get sexual, it's so uncomfortable.
So clearly when Willow is in a doctor's appointment and a doctor asks her, have you been sexually active? She said, yes!
Oh, I know.
It depends on who with it, though.
My mom just now found I had sex because I had a baby.
Of course, you're lying. Your nose is growing.
I'm a virgin. Okay. Well, y'all, what a way to kick off your birthday. Actress Mindy Kaling, you know, from The Mindy Project, The Office, Ocean's 8. Well, y'all, she's spreading wealth by donating $40,000, and she's spreading that out to 40 different charities in celebration of turning 40.
So that's $40,000.
Yeah. So the actress announced their plans on Instagram to fans with, I'm so grateful to have my wonderful, peaceful life with my daughter, Catherine. How lucky am I to turn 40? I would love to express my gratitude by donating $1,000 to 40 different charitable orgs that help others.
Dope.
Please suggest some. I will kick it off by giving $1,000 to at Riasis, Texas.
I thought that said Racist, Texas.
What y'all
Texas.
Think about this? That's what I thought,
confused.
Too. I was like, damn, Racist, Texas? awesome.
What we think yeah. about it, I think, how dare she?
Why?
Wow. She is just really letting our asses have it. Like, honey, oh, yeah. Oh, Portia, what you did for your birthday?
I partied and I donated $40 to a stripper.
But you didn't give... But you $40. Didn't give $29,000.
Too.
She's
yeah.
in school.
Yeah, she is school, all right.
Gary, I have a question for you. Are you going to donate $70,000 for your next birthday?
Yes, I'm going to donate. But it's going to be, honey, in Monopoly money.
That was a good one.
And the same person who put up $70 between 12 college students.
And said he gave scholarships.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite shows took place last night. I'm talking about The Bachelorette.
Oh, boy.
And I love that show.
I know. And they're in Latvia. That's a country in Europe. And apparently over there in Latvia, it is like a thing to go bungee jumping, but not just bungee jumping. Bungee jumping naked.
Oh, no.
Yes, Hannah and one of the contestants named Garrett had their first one-on-one date, and they decided to try it. So take a look.
Oh, no.
Today was friggin' badass.
My, the shrinkage.
Yeah.
No.
That's too much.
Not for Garrett. That actually was not a bungee cord. That was Garrett.
Oh, really?
Exactly. Here's the thing. For the other contestants, I mean, you got to think that Garrett is the front runner. She decided that she will
exactly.
get naked with him.
That's
they
right.
will strap each other together, some weird BDSM thing, and jump out of, off a bungee. I mean, I don't have a chance now. I mean, I think all the other guys should just bow out
go home.
Give it to Garrett. I mean, you've been naked together.
She did the bungee jump with all.
Yeah,
she's going to learn about
all the
guys.
Like, all right, can we go naked skydiving? I'll take her naked skydiving. You got to keep, raising the bar.
Wasn't it snowing? Did it look like it was snowing?
It was snowing, so she really didn't see nothing.
Because he was stiff then, so I mean.
And nervous.
You get stiff in the cold?
You shrink.
You shrink
in the cold.
Yeah, he don't shrink.
You shrink. And Gary don't know.
Gary got an implant. If he don't, Gary didn't shrink, he got an implant.
No. I'm just tucked all the time.
Oh, Lord. Next one, break. Heidi, help us.
I can't.
All right, guys. Well, this story is pretty insane. And I want y'all to do something for me.
Okay.
Close your eyes and imagine this scenario.
Okay.
You're on a plane. You're getting a little comfy. You read your book. You fall asleep in a deep little slumber. Probably curled up next to the window seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hours later, you wake up.
Oh, Annabelle's hands on my ass.
And you're on the plane in the dark, in the cold, by yourself.
Oh, no. Oh.
What you mean?
Like, nobody's on the plane whatsoever.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
No way.
I know, that's insane. Well, this thing actually happened to a woman named Tiffany O'Brien on a recent Air Canada flight. She woke up hours later after taking a nap to realize she's on the plane completely by herself.
How does this happen?
She must have took an Ambien or something, went to sleep and didn't wake up and they didn't get her off.
No, she must have snuck on it.
Well, after she found her flashlight, she was able to open the cockpit door because it was super dark. She couldn't see anything.
Really?
And she was able to grab the attention of an airport employee who later on rescued her.
I got one thing to say, y'all. Yeah. Crack is whack. You got to stop the drug. The opioid use is out of the hand.
Well, thank God. But is it her fault? No, it's not her fault.
No, she didn't sneak on. Basically,
why is she didn't
sneak on? She laid down in the seat. I mean, maybe there's three seats across.
Yep,
so you put the armrest up. She covered herself up with a blanket. Just looked like a blanket was laying in the seat. And so no one noticed her. They all got off the plane, shut her down, put it in park, turned all the lights off, and then she woke up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'd be more scared if I went to sleep on a plane and woke up on a bus. I'd be like, oh, my God. At least she knew where
everyone's
she was.
Gonna be fired.
She went to sleep on a plane. She woke up on a plane.
No, she pissed off one of those flight attendants. And they said, oh, hey, sleep.
Leave her there.
That kept calling me a stewardess.
Exactly.
Yeah, or is that the one keep pressing that damn button?
Yeah,
that's me.
Exactly.
I'd be pressing the hell out
of
that
button.
Right. It wouldn't have bothered me as long as I found a cockpit door, so.
Of course.
Okay, Gary. Jeez.
That's what he calls a zipper.
Oh, look at that. And a couple little co-pilots.
It's a cockpit, okay?
A cockless pit.
Coming up, rapper Meek Mill might want to stay away from the 420. We'll tell you the million reasons why right after the break.
Meek Millie.
Dish Nation.
Head crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Woo! All right, guys, this story is about when being a little too lit can go wrong. So rapper Meek Mill posted this message on Twitter about something that he texted when he was either too drunk or too high to remember. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. Meek tweeted this. I was so bent, I text my mom and sis, I'ma give them $1 million. I text them back, I'ma give y'all something, but not a meal.
You know they read that and they was in there
got
clapping
excited
and cheering, catching the Holy Ghost. Oh, and now you gonna say you ain't gonna give it to
them? That's probably why Nicki Minaj broke up with him. He's a liar.
Hey, yo, Gary.
He's a drunk text.
Gary. Drunk texting gone wrong. That's a simple case of that. He didn't mean it. He shouldn't have to pay it.
Well, he needs to stop drinking then, honey.
That's right.
Drinking is dangerous. He needs to stop that anyway. Then you just got out the pen.
Cut it out.
Have y'all ever done this? Have y'all ever, like,
drunk text?
Tweeted?
Absolutely.
Or text?
I text something that I regret, honey. I told a friend that I shouldn't have texted. I said, I want you to kiss me where you miss me, but it went to the wrong person.
Oh, hell no. Both of them responded no anyway. Yeah. All right, guys, it's time for
Ticket or Skip It.
Now, the movie is Annabelle Comes Home. It's the third installment of the hit Annabelle films, starring our friend over here, Annabelle from The Conjuring.
Well, she got to be behind me.
So in Annabelle Comes Home, demonologists Ed and Lorraine Warren, played by Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, bring the possessed doll back to their house. They lock her up in a room, but Annabelle and other evil spirits in the room attack the Warrens' 10-year-old daughter, Judy. Take a look.
Annabelle is the beacon for other spirits.
Mrs. Warren?
Mom? Is everything okay?
Something is happening inside your house, and we're not really sure what to do.
Can I speak to Annabelle?
I'm sorry?
You need to give her a soul, dear. She wants us.
What do y'all think? Ticket or skip?
Skip it. You I'm not doing no demon possessions.
I grew up in church.
It's just a doll, brat.
I'm going to tick it since she's skipping it.
You're going to tick it.
You yes, always
honey,
got
I want Annabelle to come home, honey. We miss her.
Now, you know, darn well, you are not going to sit through that movie.
Yes, I mean, look at Annabelle. She's beautiful. Poor, she's wearing a dress like the one you have.
Oh, she is not. What about you, Ken?
I got to see it because she's on my lap.
Right.
There's no way around it. You all right?
Mm-hmm. Well, Annabelle Comes Home is in theaters now.
All right, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
All right, guys, this product is a must-have. It's the Procabello Power Blower Hair Dryer. Now, this blow dryer uses tourmaline technology, which is a unique crystal process that produces a high volume of negative ions combined with infrared heat. Its salon-tested technology provides less damage and smoother, silkier hair as you blow dry.
Well, bro, how does it do that?
Well, girl, I'm glad you asked, because this hair dryer uses far infrared technology, which creates electromagnetic waves that penetrate the hair shaft from the inside out, resulting in increased moisture to the hair shaft. And its quiet, powerful 1,875-watt motor provides 60% faster drying time. Also, it comes with 2 speeds and 3 heat settings, plus a cool shot and an optional concentrator nozzle for targeted styling.
I love it, but how much does it cost?
Well, let me tell you, Gary, normally the Procabello Power Blower Hair Dryer can cost as much as $200. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $29.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes. Just go to
tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Yes.
Beard gang.
So our friend Chewy Martinez was on the BET Awards red carpet with all of our favorite stars, and we'll show you all the fun after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What up, Dish Nation fam? Chewy Martinez, and here we are at the 2019 BET Awards blue carpet. We're about to get some interviews. Let's do this.
Oh, that's a nasty swiggle, baby.
How are you?
I'm good, Shook Knight. Everything good? Doing? When you got out of jail, that's what I want to know.
Here we are, BET Awards. How you feeling?
Like it's the BET Awards.
Yeah. It's exciting. Yeah. Times change and so do people, but the music doesn't.
It's already summer.
Yes.
Are we having more of an LMA summer or a City Girls summer? Are you booed up or are you acting up?
I'm booed up, but I'm still acting up.
It's been a little bit of both.
Okay.
That's what my summer been like, yeah, so. I'm acting up. I'm wilding out. Let me tell you something. I'm single every hour.
Well, I'm not booed up, except with my grandbaby. I'm booed up with her.
A little bit of both.
Okay. I would say I'm booed up.
Are you booed up, my friend, or acting up?
It depends on what day of the week. You know?
Wow.
Yeah,
only he could say that.
Mr. Butterscotch does not discriminate.
You know what? I'm acting up, but I still got a boo, so. It's a mix. It's a mix. It's a remix.
How is that even possible, sweetie?
When you looking like this, you know you acting up. You feel me?
I'm having a blue face summer, man. That's real freaky, real nasty. Feel me? Look.
Hey.
You way too cool, Chewy.
I'm cool, man.
Way too cool.
I'm cool because you're here.
Well, yeah, right.
Because of your ice eating.
Yeah, right. I'm sweating under my boob.
Sweating under my boob, too, you know? So why is Boomerang such an amazing show? I love it. I told Lena I should be on it next season. But why is it so great and why has it resonated with so many people?
Yeah. It's black as hell, but everyone can relate to it, but it's black. It's our culture. It's our stuff. It's smart. It's funny. It's witty.
Your fashion always kills it.
Bro, you know, just real simple.
Dude, Major got his titties out, but has a cross in the middle of them. I don't get it.
Because it's sacred.
The fit is amazing.
Thank you, man. I went Bobby Brown vibes. You know, bad boy of R&B.
Yeah, man.
I'm a good boy, aren't I?
Every little step, aren't I? You will be there every little step, aren't I? The legend, Johnny Gill.
Are you calling it old?
No, you are not. You started when you were like 5, so it makes sense. Mama, he was singing that like 10 years old.
About 5, 6, and actually I did.
Are you aging backwards, sir? I think I'm like, it's like Benjamin Button every time I see you, sir.
Man,
like
you know, I'm just trying to take care of myself more.
If you could see anybody on that stage, Johnny, dead or alive, perform on that BET stage, who would it be and why, my friend?
Michael Jackson, one more time.
Prince.
Bob Marley.
Wow.
Bob Marley. I feel like his energy and his musically, man, like, I would love to see that.
Yeah. Michael, of course.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
What's your favorite dance so far this year? You busting it down like Tatiana?
Probably like the whoa, this one right here.
The what?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey. Hit me with it again.
Hey.
Whoa. Okay,
one,
can we do it?
Two, three. Hey.
Whoa. Okay.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Just keep it rocking.
Man, keep that beard shining.
Yo, I'm going to keep it shining with your product, man. Look, can we get some of that? Look at that, man. Well, there you have it, Dish Nation fam. All the craziness from the BET Awards blue carpet. I'm Chewy Martinez. Till the next one. Peace out.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Hide your kids. Hide your spouse. Because an English couple is being held hostage by seagulls. Y'all, apparently, they haven't been able to leave their house for nearly a week due to seagulls attacking them.
Okay.
According to reports, Roy Pickard and his wife, Brenda, claim that two seagulls that have two baby chicks living on the roof of their home chased them when they tried to leave their house. Mm-hmm. So Roy told reporters, I've not been able to go out the front door. If I try to get out the door, the two adult birds are right there, and I've got no chance. It's genuinely frightening. Oh, my God. Can you imagine trying to leave your house and it's two big-ass seagulls?
Yeah.
Like, hell no. You ain't going
backyard,
nowhere.
The crows start chasing hawks. You would think hawks would chase the crows, but they'd be messing
bigger
with the chicks, and that's probably what's happening.
Let me tell you something about birds. They are very aggressive.
Territorial.
I mean, seriously, we had a lake in the back of the house, and what are those? The geese?
The geese.
Baby, so I went back there one day, and I was like, I'm going to just feed them. And them things chased me up to the house.
Yeah.
I tell you, it was like, like five of them.
What were you trying to feed them?
I was going to give them some crackers.
They don't want no damn crackers. They want steak.
Well, honey,
that's some hood birds, baby.
You trying to tell me this man's in his house calling the reporter, I can't get out the house.
That man said he has no chance.
No chance. No chance.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.